This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, before this year ends, it's worth mentioning the anniversary of a terrible Supreme Court decision that occurred 90 years ago. Eric Metaxas mentioned in a recent Breakpoint commentary, and I wanted to add some important background to the infamous case known as Buck versus Bell. The High Court upheld a Virginia law that allowed them to sterilize Carrie Buck because they felt she was unfit to reproduce. To understand how we got to the court's decision, you need to go back to Charles Darwin. Most people forget that the complete title of Darwin's book on evolution was On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle of Life. He believed that there were favored races and less favored races. He expanded on this in his later book, The Descent of Man and Selection in Relation to Sex. This is an interesting irony. Darwin was a gentleman, a loving father, and a strong opponent of slavery. On the other hand, his writings unleashed a theory that justified racism and eugenics. It is easy to follow the path. Darwin's half-cousin Francis Galton established the first eugenic society. Galton proposed the idea of instituting breeding methods for humans, much like those used for livestock and other animals. Darwin's son, Leonard, succeeded Galton as head of the eugenic society. By the time you get to the 1927 Supreme Court decision, the ideas of eugenics and selective breeding had taken root. That's why in his majority opinion, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote that it is better if society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. His most quotable phrase from the opinion was that three generations of imbeciles are enough. This is one bad decision that traces its ideas back to one bad idea. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.